This is the first time since 2011 that the Yukon Quest Trail has followed the traditional route over American Summit. That year, Brent Sass arrived in the checkpoint to relay a story about a dramatic rescue involving four-time champion Hans Gott. So it was only fitting that Sass had a yarn to spin when he arrived in Eagle just after he descended the summit.
I got charged by another moose.
Did
bad.
You hit it with your ski pole this time?
No, I didn't have to hit it with the ski pole. This one was way worse, actually.
Sass encountered a moose just after he came off the 40-mile river.
Yeah, it literally just kept walking at us, and I couldn't do anything because if I would have taken my foot off the hooks, the dog team would have just piled, like, ran right at it.
The encounter is similar to one Sass had last year near Pelly Crossing. He says this year, the moose kicked at his team.
So I was like, oh, God. My race is going to be over. I'm going to have dogs hurt and every other thing. But they dodged it once again, and I got a good look at right in the eye of a moose the second year in a row.
Perhaps worse than a run-in with an angry moose is Sass's anxiety about the team behind him.
Every second that I go down the trail, I think that Alan's going to catch me.
He left Dawson City 6 hours ahead of Alan Moore.
There was like a time where he hadn't even left Dawson yet, and I was still looking over my shoulder. I was like still looking down the trail going, okay, when's this headlamp going to rock? I mean, like, it's not even mathematically possible.
Sass may not know exactly where his competition is on the trail, but there's one thing he's very sure of.
It's totally my race to lose at this point. Yeah, and everything's going. I mean, I've just dodged another moose thing, you know, and the dogs are eating great, and I feel really good, and I'm going to get some rest here.
Teams have to take a mandatory 6-hour layover in Eagle before they head back out on the trail towards Circle. Sass left the checkpoint before Alan Moore even arrived, so Moore never got a look at the team ahead.
I mean, his lead is substantial. But a lot of things can happen.
Moore decided to break up the 150 miles between Dawson and Eagle into three runs. Sass only did it in two.
We had this plan made, you know, before the race. We just thought it would be better, hopefully, that they will have a lot of energy at the end of the race. So we know it'll be the healthiest thing for the dogs, and they'll be pretty perky. They're pretty perky right now.
Moore says he intentionally slowed his team early in the race.
It was hard to slow them down. It felt like we were going downhill all the time.
He also added an extra 6 hours of rest before the team arrived in Dawson because of a rule change that decreased the mandatory layover there by 12 hours.
None of us know how the dog's going to react to it. So do I regret it? You never know what competition's going to do. You just have to make a plan and stick with it and hope it works out. Sometimes it does, sometimes it don't.
Moore's strategy is risky. He's hoping extra rest will turn into the kind of speed his team can use to catch Brent Sass. And, says Moore, there's still Eagle Summit.
4 years ago, I carried every dog to the top. It took me 8 hours. And it was 30-mile-an-hour winds and blowing snow and... So you never know.
The second of three major summits on the Alaska side of the trail is still roughly 250 miles away. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Eagle.